Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joins us on the show today. Denny, happy to have you join us today.
Hi, Carrington. Glad to be here.
Let's just kind of recap the week just a little bit. I want to start here. I went to the game on Tuesday for Jack Caglione Day at the K, and it turned into Aaron Judge hits the longest home run that I've ever seen day. I've never heard a sound like that before. I've never seen a ball leave a ballpark as fast as what I saw Aaron Judge do.
Yeah, when you're that big and that good, you're going to see and hear things like that. And unfortunately, he was wearing the wrong uniform when it happened.
And your call on it was just so good. You know, you have such a great feel for the game that you instantly knew, yeah, that ball's out of here.
Yeah, there was no part of that swing or the contact or the flight that was not going to be a long home run. I mean, yeah, all the elements were there. And the only one I could think of any longer or just about as long was the Johnny Bench home run in the All-Star game back in the 70s. And there was a concession stand out there to the left as you look away from the field, away from home plate. There was a concession stand deep in the left field corner. And Bench hooked it high and deep and on top of the concession stand. And at that point in time, that was easily the longest home run ever hit, ever seen at Kauffman Stadium, which, I will point out, wasn't very old at that point. I think it only in its first or second year. But, yeah, that was a memorable one, and so was the one that Judge hit.
Denny, what do you think has gone so wrong for the Royals? Because this was a team that, you know, they got a hot streak, you know, probably a month ago. You know, they had that stretch toward the end of April and early part of May where the Royals were on fire. They got up to 24-16, and now they have stopped treading water, and they've kind of taken on a little bit of water. They're four games under 500. They're double-digit games back in the division. Where do you think things turned for this team?
Well, it's pretty obvious, I think, in let's examine the first 2.5 months. It's been very inconsistent. They've had a period of time where they played very well, pitched well, hit with opportunity and precision, and there have been times where they couldn't get out of their own way. The pitching pretty well carried the team to this point, but now the pitching is wobbling a little bit, and the offense still hasn't really established itself as a viable factor in the games, and that hurts. And the defense has remained, I think, good, real good. but it's been the situational hitting, and now it's the pitching, especially the starting rotation, which has seen its share of injuries and upheaval. So, yeah, a lot of things you can point to, but I think the biggest factor is just the inconsistencies. From either red hot to ice cold, but not a whole lot in between.
Yeah, for a team to score 11 runs over a six-game homestand, I think kind of speaks for itself that, you know, you're usually the patience person. You're normally giving some time. Baseball is a sample-size game. You can't overreact to something that happens in a one- or two-game stretch. I mean, we're here at the middle of the summer, and we've been asking these same questions about the offense this entire time. I'm just starting to wonder if we already have the answers to these questions. We just don't like what the answers are.
Well, that's perhaps we'll find out now in the next month and a half, 2 months. But you have to really file away what's happened to this point. And after a tough homestand, you got a day off so you can regroup and wipe the slate clean and start anew tonight. Now you're starting a tough road trip. Texas is a 500 team, so the Royals certainly should compete with that. San Diego's a good team, and both games will be, or all the games on this two-city road trip are going to be on the road. So, yeah, it's going to be a test, but what isn't in Major League Baseball, whether you're home or away? Every game's going to be competitive for the most part. Every team is going to be able to beat you if you don't bring your A game.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joins us on the show. Denny, I already knew the Royals were in trouble, but when I start hearing that they had a players-only meeting, I mean, that's really the sign. Like, if we were doing your team is in trouble bingo for a baseball team, having a players-only meeting, you know, that might be certainly on the board. That is usually not a good sign for how things have gone.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I think that's pretty accurate, and when the players get involved and not the management, then they have recognized that they're falling short, and let's get together as players. The manager, the coaches, front office have nothing to do once first pitch is thrown with what the outcome is going to be. So, yeah, it's on the players, and they recognized that, and they had a down-to-earth meeting, and what will come of it? Well, we'll find out. I mean, one game is not going to really reflect what kind of an impact that might have had, but the road trip will tell a pretty good story, I think.
Yeah, that was something that we talked about yesterday on the show is I understand that fans are frustrated with this thing or fans are frustrated with the hitting coach or the manager or a lineup decision or a bullpen decision. If there's going to be change in the Royals, it has to be led by on the field. When you think about the stories that we've heard about the 14 and 15 Royals, it was always kind of player-driven. It was Moose giving a speech. It was Raul Labañez. It was more player-driven. I mean, this is a team that offensively, at this point, there's only one team in baseball that they have scored more runs than. The Rockies have scored more runs than the Royals this year, and the Rockies might be the worst team that we've seen certainly over the last 50 years or so. If the Royals are going to turn this thing around, it's not going to come from the front office. It's going to come from the guys on the field just simply executing better.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the players, period. And the manager makes the lineup, the coaches prepare the players, and they're out there so early. And they really are attendant to every detail, offense, defense, pitching. The coaches are very involved. But, again, first pitch, they're out of it. They have very little control from that point on. The manager can make some moves within the game, but the players have to put themselves and the team in a position where the manager doesn't have to manage as much as he might if they're down two runs in the eighth inning and shuffle the lineup. And yeah, it's the players. And if they don't get the job done, the record is going to be what it is.
This feels like, in a lot of ways, kind of the low point of the season. I'm trying to remember the last time it kind of felt this way to cheer for the Royals. You're right. Losing to the Yankees is one thing. The Yankees might be the best team in baseball, certainly in the conversation. You might say the Tigers. Maybe you'll say the Dodgers or the Giants. They're certainly in the conversation. But to lose a home series to the Athletics and to get swept by the Athletics, who had lost 14 consecutive road games before coming to Kansas City, that has to be the low point for this collection of Royals players, certainly in quite some time.
I would agree with that. And, yeah, you expect the Yankees to be very good, and they are, and they were in the three-game series. But Athletics are not one of the premier teams, not close, and you would expect to win two out of three at least. And when you don't win any of the three games, yeah, that's very alarming.
And I'm also disappointed, too, Denny, is, you know, the fans, I thought, did their part in the series. They got 30,000 people out there for Jack Caglione Day. They averaged 28,000 over this homestand. They got close to 30 on Friday and Saturday. They had Bobby Witt bobblehead doll on Saturday. Alex Gordon Day was on Friday. The fans kind of did their part. And to lay such an egg when you had those kind of crowds is just disappointing to see.
Yeah, I agree. The fans were very enthusiastic. They were very supportive. They did their part. That's all they can do. They can sit there and try to urge the guys to play better and whatever it takes. But, again, it goes back to those nine guys on the field, and if they don't respond, why, the fans will sit there and all their enthusiasm will begin to wane in the late innings if the team's behind by five or six runs, and then you see them head for the exits. But no, the fans were great throughout the entire six-game homestand.
That is Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, joining us on the show today as the Royals get back to action coming up later today. They got three games in Texas, three games in San Diego this week for the Royals. Denny, great stuff as always. Love catching up with you.
Same to you, Carrington. Always fun.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.